Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
Potato wedges probably aren't the best for relationships. Jillian was expecting a guy that was classy, debonair, who had a taste for the finer things. Instead, he really liked potato wedges.
Can I look over the menu again, please? Thank you. Thank you. Foie gras.
Ooh. Foie gras. Ooh,
yeah. What do you think? You know what? I think I'm going to go with the wedges.
Mm.
Yeah. Potato wedges. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
Are they like fancy? Do they have like truffles? Or I'm trying to see like...
Oh, I think if you order a side of truffles...
You have to... Okay.
Yeah.
The foie gras, the caviar.
We're here to celebrate your promotion.
Yes.
And you know what? You order whatever you want off of this menu. I'm going to go with the potato wedges.
I'm gonna feel bad.
No, you don't have to feel bad. No. Just order anything you want from this menu,
mm-hmm.
from this quadrant of the menu.
Yeah.
Down here.
Right.
On the bottom right.
Yeah.
Anything you want from there.
Okay, now that's
because it's your day, right?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you for clarifying
that. Of course.
These are just the appetizers. I'm like an entree kind of woman.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm first chair now.
Okay, look, what time is it? 4:45 in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the mood to splurge.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
To celebrate the promotion.
Yes, do it.
In about 15 minutes, you can flip over and you can order anything you want off the happy hour menu.
Ooh.
In the top left quadrant.
Appetizers again.
No. There's some entrees on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you take multiple appetizers, it can be an entree.
Right.
Look, one of us works really hard, okay?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you
I
do.
Really do.
And these bills aren't going to pay themselves.
No, they are not.
You're going to pay them.
I am.
Because look, I'm not going to be getting any work anytime soon on account of the injury.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? Like in that chair, you look a little uncomfortable.
My ankle is still hurting a little bit, but that's what happens when you unintentionally slip and fall in a Target parking lot.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I'm going to get back on the horse.
That's right. You will. Not soon, though. Yeah, you shouldn't get back into it too soon.
Yeah, well, once the disability checks stop rolling in, I'm sure that that's right around the time when I will heal.
Yeah. Well, okay. As a lawyer, as I am a first chair lawyer right now, I'm going to advise you to stop telling me stuff like this because it kind of gives me not plausible deniability, opposite of plausible deniability.
Yeah, but in the way that it's like, like a attorney-client privilege.
Mm-hmm.
This is confessing to crimes, person hearing the crimes privilege, right? That's a thing, right?
Mm, no? You are trying really hard, and I will applaud you for knowing about attorney-client mm-hmm. privilege, but mm-hmm. that is actually a thing that is only between you and your actual attorney,
okay,
not just any attorney as I am.
Days later, Jillian got a surprise pop-in at her office.
Jillian! Hi!
Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little full from that meal you bought me.
Yeah,
to celebrate your promotion. That was very nice of you, by the way. I don't know why I forgot my wallet. Probably because my wallet doesn't exist.
Mm.
Anyway, I wanted to run something by you.
Sure.
How would you feel about representing me?
Okay,
as my attorney.
You know, I thought about that.
It's not a specific case, by the way.
Okay.
Just in life.
Right.
Right.
I have thought about representing you, so I don't want you mm-hmm. to think that I have not given this any thought mm-hmm. when I deny you right now.
Yeah.
So I have thought about it a lot.
Wait, when you deny me,
mm-hmm.
oh, so you've already decided.
Yes, mm. I have decided that this is not going to work out, I don't think.
Okay, well, I know that as a lawyer, you don't like to argue.
Yeah.
But I am entitled to at least a 1 hour free consultation. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to take advantage of the next 58 minutes.
Of course.
To try to convince you to take on my overall life as a case.
Well, I don't want to have a bad reputation, so I will hear you out.
Good.
58 minutes passed.
58 minutes passed by. Just let me know when that 58 minutes is going to start.
Dear God.
What?
It's here.
Oh.
It's been here.
What?
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not become first chair by behaving this way, but you are taking me to a place where I need to sue you to get out of my office.
They soon found themselves in courtroom.
Your Honor, we're having a hard time understanding what the problem is here.
Let me just fill you in here. She's refusing to represent me.
As is my right.
I see. Will the court reporter please read back the last 58 minutes of testimony?
Oh, God!
58 long, grueling, tedious minutes passed.
You know what I find for... I gotta be honest, I haven't been listening to any of what any of you have been saying.
Your Honor, you cannot admit to that.
But no good.
No good. That is unacceptable. I have never, in all my years, I did not become first chair by listening to this bullshit.
I move to strike what I just said from the record.
Thank you.
It
sustained.
It doesn't really work like that.
I would like to speak to the complaining attorney in my chambers, please. Thank you.
I guess that's me.
Jillian went to the judge's chambers. She can't help but notice there weren't any law books on the shelf. No degrees on the wall.
Listen, counselor.
Yes.
How would you feel about representing me in life? Is that a thing that works? I kind of drifted off during the whole trial. So mm-hmm. I seem to remember the guy saying that he wanted you to represent him in life, but then I just kind of fell asleep with my eyes open.
You know what? Hmm? I would represent you.
Oh, good.
And I'll represent you for a very small monetary fee.
Ooh.
As long as I can be guaranteed that you kind of hear me out a little bit.
Oh.
I'm not asking for you to do anything illegal here. Give me preference.
Really?
Like that.
Because it sounds a lot like
bribery. I know it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Some people would think that it was, but they don't know the law.
You know what? I think a qualified judge might consider this to be bribery.
Yes.
And it's a very serious crime.
Mm.
But I don't see any of those here.
No.
You're on. Meeting dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
This is This American Laugh. I'm your host, Ari. As always, I'm joined by producer Andy, and our special guest contributor for this week is Raphael Chestang. In our show, we'll be using our trusty random sense generator to bring you a fully improvised show in three acts. This week's theme, originality. So it makes ideas unique, and it's what we all strive for. originality. Stay with us. Act 1. He walks into the basement with the horror movie from the night before playing in his head.
Johnny!
What?
Johnny!
What?
Shh!
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to sleep down here.
Oh, I forgot my magazine.
It's right under here. Are you
Thank
okay?
You.
What are you whining about?
The movie from last night.
Yeah?
It really stuck with me. I can't shake it.
I should have never let you watch that.
No, it's okay. You can...
No, this is
a one-off. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'll be fine. This usually never happens, so you'll be fine letting me watch whatever I want in perpetuity.
Next morning.
Johnny.
Yes, Father.
Why are you whining into your cereal?
Because I'm, nervous about,
Was it Tommy?
What?
I'll beat his ass.
No. Yes, it was.
It was Tommy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was definitely Tommy. It was not
the... Yeah, he's a badass little boy.
Yes, he is. And I'm scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And my last interaction with him really stuck with me.
Yep, like a movie.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I mean,
of course not. It's just an example.
Movies don't really make that sort of an impression on me. That would... When has that ever happened? No, I think I'm free to continue watching and consuming any sort of television or movie that I...
What does that have to do with anything?
What
are you mumbling about?
I'm
trying to beat Tommy's ass.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting suspicious of you.
No, it's Tommy. Definitely Tommy. And,
okay.
Next day.
Johnny!
What?
Johnny!
What?
You're gonna get me in trouble.
Why? What?
You keep whining. I told you he was gonna get me in trouble. Keep whining, and now Dad thinks that I'm doing something bad to you.
Listen, you gotta do me this favor.
Yes.
You just gotta take the heat every once in a while.
I can't.
Do you want Dad to continue to let us watch whatever we want or not?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, then the sacrifice that you're going to have to make is you're going to have to take the blame for my... outbursts of fear every once in a while.
Okay, but I can't keep beating Dad's ass every night, all right?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of deserves it a little.
Yeah, he deserves it. He comes at me. He's too small.
I mean, come on. You got to admit, it feels a little good.
Okay, feels good every once in a while.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd like to imagine that he was like the dad that could protect me from something.
Like
I got to protect him all the time. Listen, just please, just cut out the whining.
Okay.
Next day, again.
Feeling real good. Oh, feeling real good today. Extra good.
Really?
Yes.
All right, good, because your brother's getting big. What was that?
Sometimes I just feel so good and comfortable and calm that it just startles me. It's such a good feeling. Everything's fine. Tommy's
okay?
Yeah, Tommy's okay. You're okay.
Okay, because don't make me have to go back in there again. The boy is getting real good at jiu-jitsu.
Do you want me to reapply the balm,
yes,
Father?
Yes, please. Good Lord, why you even ask?
Sir, I'm looking over your chart here, and a lot of accidents recently.
Yeah, I got a lot of stairs. Can we move on, please? I just need more balm.
I would love to. This is Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
He is a social worker with the state.
Yeah.
He just wants to chat.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to chat with you. Is that okay? Would you mind if I gave you
my number and then I'll just be at home?
He would actually like to talk to you now in private.
All right, let's go.
Hey, how you doing, sir? How you feeling?
I'm feeling bad.
Oh, what? Why? Because of the
the accidents down my stairs.
Okay, listen, we don't have much time.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody hurting you?
Yes.
Somebody's hurting you?
Yes.
Is it a big, strong, scary adult?
Almost.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, what is the name of the adult, the full-grown adult? Because clearly, you're 6'4".
Listen.
It must take a very strong, big... Yes?
I am too old for this. I can't tell you what happened. I cannot explain to you all the years of living has taken...
Sir, you're trembling.
Oh.
No.
Dad, can I talk to you for just a second? Just me and you real quick?
Excuse me.
If you tell him what Tommy has been doing to you, you will regret it for the rest of your days.
Yes, I will.
Don't you ruin this for us.
Social worker moved forward with his investigation. the family found themselves in a courtroom.
All right, so, in the matter of Thomas's father versus the very big, strong, scary adult man, seems that all parties aren't present here. Sir, where is the defendant? I'm not seeing anyone.
He's in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what's his name?
His name is... Bell's a baby.
What is that?
It's Bell's a baby. It's a stage name. I don't have his real name.
Will the court reporter please read back the plaintiff's testimony, please?
Yes, Your Honor. His name's Bell's a baby. Mm-hmm. Bell's a baby. Some trembling, and then he just kind of drifted off and just stopped really talking.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
All right. I don't think reporter. That's exactly accurate.
So, please remember that you're under oath, sir.
Yes.
Are you making all of this up because you're embarrassed of who's really hurting you?
Yes.
I've got to tell you, I was not expecting you to admit it right off the bat like that. Will the court reporter please read back what I just said?
Yes, Your Honor. I just wasn't expecting you to say that. And then you just kind of stopped for a second because I think that you couldn't think of anything else to say.
Okay, now that was accurate.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we should all take a nap.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, some words from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Act 2, the interview. Let's welcome this week's special guest contributor, Raphael Chastang. Raphael, welcome.
Thank you.
Very good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
I have been a very avid listener for at least 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You sure it's been 2 days or has it been like a very long time? Or?
Oh, you know what? Actually, it's been a very, very long time.
That's great.
What was the first episode you ever heard?
The first episode I heard was the one where with the flying raccoons.
Oh, you know, we actually have that in our archives.
No,
that
you episode. Don't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Really?
We do. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Producer Andy has everything in his archives. Let's hear that clip now.
Sarah, look up there. Sarah, look.
Well?
No, look up there.
Where?
To your left.
My left.
Yes,
whoa,
your left.
Whoa, what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
What is it?
Did you see it's to my left?
I'm asking you what it is.
It's to my left.
Yes, it's to your left.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
What is it?
It's a flying...
something.
Ooh.
What do you think it could be that's flying up there? You know, I'll tell you what it probably ain't.
Pigs.
It probably ain't pigs.
Yep.
Yeah, that wouldn't make no sense.
Probably ain't money.
It ain't flying money.
No. Nope.
You know what I think would be good? I think that
money.
If we... Well, yeah, if it was flying money. But then it's like, ooh, how would we get to it?
It's flying money.
How would we get to it? We would have to, like, what would we do? We'd have to build a giant big brick wall and then put a ladder up next to it and then get up to it. Or maybe fly a drone up there.
Ooh.
Regardless, what do you think it is? It ain't money.
Damn.
It ain't pigs.
It sure ain't no pigs, and it sure ain't no money.
It ain't a plane.
It ain't trees.
If it was a plane, that would have been the first thing that I said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you love spotting planes.
I would have
said...
You're
pretty good at it, too.
And it's pretty easy to identify a plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
it has wings
mm-hmm.
and it has the lights. Mm-hmm. You ever look up in the sky and you think it's a shooting star, but then you're like, wait a minute, that shooting star is blinking and moving at a steady rate very slowly. And you're like, oh shit, that's a plane.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
That happens to me too.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
That's happened to me.
I think it might be a raccoon.
It is a raccoon.
Is it?
It is definitely a raccoon.
Why is that happening?
How did it happen? It must be a science experiment. I seen it on Netflix.
You did?
Yeah.
I did some research into these experiments.
All right, this is it. This is the day we've been waiting for. The day that finally we will be recognized as the intelligent scientists that we are.
Yes, yes.
Today is the day that we... Well, this can't be right. The raccoon...
No, that's it.
The raccoons fly.
That's it.
Frank.
That's it.
What?
Yeah, we made raccoons fly.
No, that's...
Because we was trying to do something really special.
Yeah, but what's the scientific benefit of knowing whether or not a raccoon could fly?
Well, my dad used to always say, raccoons are the scientists of the woods.
Your dad said that?
Yeah, because they go investigating in the trash, and they got all the fingers, and they're very, very smart. So if you can give them wings, that's about all they can't do.
Your dad said all of this?
Yes, and he was the smartest man that I knew who never went to college.
Dig a little deeper and found the audio of the scientist's father on the deathbed.
Son, listen.
Yes.
I have two final things to say to you.
I'm here for both of them.
First thing is, take care of your sister.
Mm.
She looks up to you.
Yeah.
Second thing is, raccoons are scientists of nature.
Mm.
Because they explore the trash cans and they dig into the trash cans with their... tiny thing. Why aren't you writing this down?
I was just paying attention.
No, write it. Yeah, that's fine. Just let go of my hand. Write it. Get a pen.
Okay.
Write it down.
Okay.
Because they... Do I need to start over?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. Raccoons are scientists of the...
Raccoons.
Of nature. Because they dig into the trash. And because they have their little hands and they dig in through the trash with their hands.
Oh, God.
And they...
Next page.
Next page. I'm not even... 1/10 of the way finished, son.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your favorite episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a pretty good one.
That's what
we won some awards from that one.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Raphael?
I'm an actor, comedy writer. Before that, I used to write for an entertainment news website. It was one of those that was also a show. This is entertainment news show and website. And I did that for 9 years before that. So that was most of the time that I was out here. I moved out to LA in 07 and I started working there in 08.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that fascinating work?
Was it fascinating?
Yeah.
So I think most people would probably, or maybe not most people, but a lot of people would consider it fascinating. I was not fascinated by it. But there were some interesting things that happened. Like, I was there for the day that Michael Jackson died.
Oh, wow.
That was a pretty big day. I was there. Well, no, I wasn't in the building when Whitney Houston died. That was on the weekend. But some interesting things happened.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Do they always have to break a story regardless of how trivial it is? Do they always have to put the same amount of energy and like, oh my
God,
can you believe this happened?
See, this is what I mean. Like, that energy, I think they believe it.
Really?
That's what I mean. When you ask me, is it fascinating?
Right.
I think they really think it's, some of them really think it's fascinating. But yes, they do have to do that. Because just imagine, like, it's so dumb.
Right.
So you can't, you have, it's a hard set. You got to sell it hard.
We actually have in our archives some audio of the story pitch meetings.
Yeah.
From back then.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Hey, gather around. We've got a lot of hot stories, and I want everybody to give me your hottest story that we've got. I've got, what's this right here?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Angelina and Brian and Pitt have split up. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. What you got?
They had a terrible disagreement, and that was the last straw.
Oh, my God. I am not okay. I am not okay after hearing this nugget of information about this story. What other stories do we have that aren't even related?
We have...
Hurry!
We have that Beyonce and Jay-Z grew apart.
No! No! This can't be happening. Jay-Z, why? Beyonce, why? I'm having chest pains.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, why are they growing apart? What's happening to them?
I heard that they were having separate friend groups, and they just kind of had different life experiences.
Oh, God.
And they decided
that
they weren't going to go down that way anymore.
Oh, God. This news is so upsetting, I might leave my wife.
Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah,
it was wild. Things got intense in there.
Yeah, it did.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, over some small stuff.
You always know that you wanted to do this for a living.
Yeah, pretty much. I knew that I wanted to do it, sure. Yeah.
What would you consider to be your big break?
Well, when I was about 4 years old in Chicago, I'm originally from Chicago. We started doing, when I say we, like my brother and I started doing commercials there. And then I would also do theater there. It's like a big theater town. And then, but yeah, as far as like as an adult, really College Humor in 2017, joining College Humor in 2017, that was like the thing where I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can make a living at this now.
So you did commercials when you were a kid?
Yeah. I did commercials. I did, my first commercial was for Stovetop Stuffing. I opened the door and I say, Denise, Mama's making Stovetop Stuffing tonight.
It was a national spot?
Maybe it was national. I mean, I was like 7 at that time, so I don't remember if it was national or not. I just knew there was a camera in my face.
You want to know something?
What's that?
In our archives, we have
no way
the meeting between you and your agent.
Yes.
When he was first interviewing you.
Right.
When you were a kid.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
I don't remember this. This is going to be great.
Well,
yeah.
We have it. Right. So you'll you know, it's going to be great. For you to relive this. All right, there we go.
All right, next we have Raphael
Chastang.
Ah, Chastang, I'm so sorry. I didn't even finish writing the last name on this piece of paper, and I'm very, very sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, young man, why should I, a very successful agent, many national commercials under my belt, some local, mostly local, some national commercials. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Things aren't really popping off like I hoped they would for me.
Are you really sad now?
I'm sorry. I just sometimes talk out loud, and I just really am looking for my big break. I'm looking for that one client that's gonna finally launch me into the stratosphere. And by into the stratosphere, I mean in a position where I can actually pay my gas bill this month. Shelly's gonna leave if I don't. I'm so sorry, Raphael.
Yes.
No. This is a happy one.
It is?
Yeah. This is a happy one. Okay. So this is for. And keep in mind, I really need this commission. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you a break here because I only take 65% commission. Okay.
65%.
Yes, it's standard.
Standard.
Yeah. So this is for Stovetop Stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Come on, please. You better, Raphael. Throw a smile on that face because Daddy needs shoes.
I'm smiling.
I'm not done listing the people in my family who need shoes. My wife needs shoes. My three daughters need shoes.
Oh.
My four sons need shoes. Okay. So the line is, hey, Mom. No, shit. Sorry, let me flip over this piece of paper. The line is, Mom made stovetop stuffing. You're excited about the stuffing, please.
I'm excited.
Okay. Here we go. And go.
Mom made stovetop stuffing tonight.
Holy moly.
Was it good enough? Was it good enough? Are you gonna die?
Raphael? Yeah? Everything's gonna be okay for us from now on.
Wow, that was something. That changed his life.
That was really sad. That was a lot sadder than I remember.
I mean, it was happy for you.
Right.
And for him. Right. And for all the people who got shoes.
It ended up happy, yeah.
It's wow. Right. Hugged at my heartstrings.
Have we covered everything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I think that's about it. That about wraps it up.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Of course.
Our special guest contributor, Raphael Chastang. Coming up, Act 3. First, a few words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Act 3. It must be 5 o'clock somewhere. Was an expression he used as if he had coined it.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I am a little thirsty. Eh? How about you? You thirsty?
Oh, man.
I mean, I know it's early.
Yeah, but...
But it's 5 o'clock somewhere around the earth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, patent pending.
What?
Patent pending.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
For what?
For what I just said. Don't you steal that.
Wait, you... What? You think you came up with that?
I just did right now, off the top of my head. Maybe I'll put it on a t-shirt. Maybe I'll hire some country singer to sing a song by that title. Maybe he'll be joined on stage by someone like, I don't know, just pulling names out of the air, Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett, Solomon, this is something that has been around for years.
No.
Yes.
What?
They have t-shirts of it. They got, you never been to a mom's house? They got signs, they got posters of it.
All right. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, it's a good one. Sometimes they have it with a little cat and it's drinking the wine, and it's pretty cute.
All right, let me think of another one.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty thirsty. Are you thirsty?
Yeah, I'm thirsty. We've been over this.
I know it's pretty early, but live, laugh, love. Am I right? Patent pending.
Solomon.
Patent pending.
Solomon.
Don't you dare even think about stealing that from me.
I'm so sorry, Solomon.
My baby needs shoes. My wife needs shoes. Kids need shoes. My four daughters need shoes. I've trademarked that.
You gotta find a job because what? This is not working out for what? You. This is already taken.
What is? Live, laugh, love?
Live, laugh, love. It's already taken.
When in the history of humanity have those three words been used in that order? Maybe possibly with a comma in between live and laugh and love. Maybe in nice little calligraphy or cursive or something. I could see it in like framed on a wall. I could see that in like a living room.
Anybody can see it in a living room.
Why?
Because it's already there. It's what? In every living room across America.
God damn it. All right, fine. Man, I am...
Oh, no.
I'm parched.
Come on.
I'm parched.
We don't have to keep... Okay.
I'm parched.
Yes.
It's pretty early here.
It is.
It's early right now.
Getting a little late now.
Well, it's still before when people usually consume alcoholic beverages, all right?
Yes.
But you know what I always say? Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Oh, now you know that's from Jurassic Park.
What are you talking about?
You know that's from Jurassic Park.
No.
It's absolutely a movie.
What? Jurassic? No. I'm saying Jurassic Park.
That's what I thought you said.
Yes.
That's what I thought you said.
When ever in history has anyone ever, for any reason, under any circumstances, no matter what time of day, no matter whether or not it's early to drink or late, said, welcome to Jurassic Park. Now, you know, I could see something like that on a big screen.
That's where it lives. Where it's been for the past 30 years.
I could see an old man with a cane, where the tip of the cane has a piece of amber that's been fossilized and has a mosquito in it, and he steps out of a Jeep and says that Sam Neill's, he's a Brontosaurus, and Laura Dern is like what is going on here? Why are there dinosaurs here? And then the guy from The Fly says, you did it, crazy son of a bitch, you did it. And then he says, Dr. Sattler, I can't remember what Sam Neill's name was.
Solomon.
What?
You are like a fortune teller for the past. You're a fortune teller for the past.
So a historian then?
Yeah, so a historian.
Name me one time when that exact thing that I just described has happened.
1993. I'm just going to pull up a cell phone. This will solve all of this. Look at this. Look. This is everything that you're actually a genius, Solomon.
What?
You're actually a genius, having not known about the existence of these things and the specificity of the detail that you describe it so accurately without being familiar. That is a talent.
All right, how about this one?
Oh, God.
Boy, oh, boy, you know, I've had a long day of thinking of things, and I'm so real thirsty. You thirsty?
Yeah, I'm thirsty. I'm getting real parched.
All right. Well, like my dad always said, Miller time.
Epilogue.
All right, next case on the docket, the case of literally every brand or film that's ever existed versus Solomon. It says here that tens of thousands of claims of copyright infringement are against you, sir.
Your Honor, my client, he's never really... I'm sorry, I didn't prepare any statements. Jillian, can you please take over?
Your Honor, let me just first inform you about our little deal.
I know what you're saying. Jillian, I know, Jillian.
Do you remember
this is not
our conversation?
Will the court reporter please stop typing?
Yes, Your Honor.
My client is what you might call a genius. And he is a creative genius. He just works on a different time frame than others. Meaning, he works backward. As opposed to most geniuses can see the future or do new things.
All right.
He sees the past and repeats old things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I see where you're going with this, counselor.
Yes, it's a different kind of creativity.
This is highly unorthodox, and I usually never do this.
Sure.
And by this, I mean act as a judge and try cases. I usually don't do this. I really don't know what I'm doing. Jillian, what am I supposed to do next?
Well, you're supposed to say case dismissed.
Case dismissed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the time where you do that.
I'm fine for I guess case dismissed.
Yeah.
Wow. That was right. Jillian, can you step into my chambers,
of
please?
Course,
thank
of
you, thank
course.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on, Jillian. Come on.
Let's talk.
Jillian. And into the judge's chambers.
Jillian, I gotta tell you, you really got me out of a jam there.
You did a great job.
Did I?
You did.
I was excellent. Worried.
No.
I was worried. I had no business being in there.
No.
I did. I had no idea.
You are natural.
All the examples that guy gave of things that he had claimed to have thought of.
Yes.
I'd heard all that stuff already.
Right.
I heard all of it. One summer, I saw Jurassic Park 7 times in the theater. Seven times.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one.
Right.
And I think I might be the only person who saw The Lost World Part 2 multiple times in the theater as well.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
That was crazy. Yeah. I was an extra in Jurassic Park 3. So I've seen all these things is what I'm trying to say.
But you know what you were able to do?
What?
You were able to be unbiased. Even though you had seen all those things before.
Right.
You were able to wipe that out of your mind.
Did I do good, Jillian?
You did good.
Did I really?
You were a good objective judge.
You know, that's really kind of you to say. Because you know what? You know what my motto is?
What's that?
Nobody better lay a finger on my butterfinger.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought of that just now. You think I could make some money off that?
I think you're going to need another lawyer for that.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jillian. Mm-hmm. We're close.
Yo, no, we are. That's why I'm going to pick your lawyer for you.
No, we're friends. We're friends. No, we have 58 more minutes of you being friends with me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
If you're hungry, why wait?
Grab a Snickers.
You grab a Snickers.
Yeah, why not?
Let's grab a Snickers.
Or you know what? There's a place. Would you like to go grab a bite with me?
I will.
Yeah?
I'm looking for some entrees.
That's gonna be a tall order. I'll tell you what. We'll wait about 45 minutes, and then you can order whatever you want off of the bottom left quadrant of the menu. On the front side of the menu.
Okay.
Not the back side. That's where stuff gets expensive.
You know, I could just pay for this meal myself. Well, I'm not broke.
Jillian, I couldn't ask you to do that. Okay. I couldn't ask you to pay for that meal and every subsequent meal in perpetuity for me.
Yeah,
and also, I couldn't ask you to loan me $5,000. I couldn't ask you to let me reach into your back pocket and get your checkbook out and write me a check.
No, that would be crazy.
No, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Yeah, no
I couldn't ask you to. I couldn't ask you to let me borrow your car.
No,
and then just sign over the title to me.
You could not.
And then I could go sell your car. They'd get the cash for it, and then take that cash and invest in some Bitcoin. Even though I don't have no idea how Bitcoin works. Do you?
No,
I have no idea.
I agree with all of this.
I couldn't ask him to do that.
No.
I couldn't.
No.
So you're going to do all that stuff for me now?
No.
Did I just ask you to do Didn't ask you to do it? Come on.
Jillian. You know what?
We've been through a lot together, Jillian.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have thought about this.
Right.
So when I deny you, I don't want you to think that I'm just denying you on the spot without having put any thought into it. It took a lot of thought and care, and I'm heartbroken.
Oh.
But I'm really going to have to ask for you to not ask that.
Okay. So, 54 minutes left.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do now?
For our special guest contributor, Raphael Chastang, and producer Andy, I'm your host, Ari. And this was This American Laugh. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with 3 H's. That's American Laugh with 3 H's.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.